Just as the planets and stars shine naturally within the expanse of pure space, the naturally perfect speech, mind, body, qualities, and activities are always already completed and perfected within the basic state. In the instinctive recognition of the basic state lies natural perfection. It isn't anywhere else. Natural perfection is the nature of instinctive recognition of the basic state. In instinctive recognition of the basic state, all perfect qualities and activities are already present. Thus, in each moment of uncontrived instinctive recognition of the basic state, access is granted to these flawless qualities and activities. These flawless qualities and activities of body, speech, and mind are already present. They are exceptional qualities. They are exceptional qualities in that we're completely released from self-identification and opened up into our true identity, which is vast and infinite, like space or sky. When we have access to the instinctive recognition of the basic state, it releases tremendous energy, tremendously beneficial energy and power. This beneficial energy and power is inclusive of everything, just like the sky is inclusive of all the planets and stars. Now, on a practical level, when we look at instinctive recognition of the basic state that is released from self-identification, from all the problems, intrigue, tension of self-identification, what we find is that our identity, rather than being based in all these puny means of self-identification that are oh so personal to us, in which we have all kinds of thoughts, emotions, and sensations that we're constantly dragged around by. Rather than being wrapped up in all of that, instead, we're wide open and free, not identified with any of the things going on in our own experience. We've instinctively recognized our own identity to be the basic state. The basic state is the pure source of all pure phenomena. That means all phenomena whatsoever that appear within the basic state have no independent nature. They are pure by nature. Just as the basic state is pure by nature, all of its non-independent phenomena are pure by nature. Whatever kind of phenomena that you consider to be personal phenomena that appears within the scope of your basic state, that is that basic state and nothing else. That is a pure phenomena, a pure, clear, dynamically beneficial phenomenon of that basic state and nothing else. If you're all wrapped up in your anger or desire or good looks and strutting your stuff or whatever it is, all of these points of view that you consider to be all so personal to you and the way you appear to be, these are simply points of view, phenomena appearing within the basic state. They've never been personal to anyone. Guess what? They've never been personal to anyone. They appear in, of, as, and through the basic state. This is the correct understanding and the correct way to instinctively recognize your own nature. When all kinds of thoughts, emotions, sensations, or other experiences occur, recognize them as appearing in, of, as, and through the basic state. Proceed in the following way. Short moments of instinctive recognition of the basic state in a totally uncontrived way, repeated many times, become continuous. This means that the basic state is self-kept. It is self-maintained. You don't have to do anything to keep it or maintain it. Everything that appears to the basic state of awareness appears non-individually. There isn't anyone who can be found to exist independently to whom it occurs. And so when you have some kind of murderous idea or angry thought or any other kind of thought, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, simply relax. Relax completely in the basic state. Realize that the murderous thought or the pleasant thought or whatever it may be that is appearing to you appears simply within the basic state. It isn't appearing to anyone in particular. Both the point of view of you and any other thoughts you might be having or emotions or impulse, urges and surges, all of these are appearing within the basic state, each as an individual phenomenon without any kind of independent nature. So both the idea of you and the idea of any kind of thought, emotion, sensation, or experience that's being had, all of these are simply appearing in the basic state, the pure basic state, and it's purely dynamically beneficial phenomena. And so the practicality of this is that it is very intimate. It connects you with your own nature very directly and instantly. It causes you to see that you are not who you've taken yourself to be. It causes you to see that all these ideas you have about your own individuality have never been complete. They've been incomplete ideas about your own identity. When your own identity is made complete by instinctive recognition of the basic state, then you become connected, truly connected to everyone and everything. Then you know that this murderous phenomena or whatever else the phenomena may be that's occurring to you, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, this is simply a phenomena that is appearing not just to you, but to countless others as well in the same instant. You've never been chopped up into an individual identity that's disconnected from everyone else. That's never been the case. All phenomena whatsoever rest purely and dynamically, clearly, beautifully, and beneficially in the basic state. Understand yourself in this way. To limit yourself to thinking that you're the only one feeling like this or whatever it might be is simply a refusal to be vulnerable, to be vulnerable to your own basic state. When you're vulnerable to your own basic state, when a murderous thought or any other kind of unpleasant thought occurs or a pleasant thought, it's instantaneously realized that there are countless other beings who are having exactly the same thought at exactly the same time. This rips you out in a very soothing way of your compulsive self-identification and places you squarely in the soothing energy of awareness. Now, how many of us think that we're oh so unique in whatever it is we're experiencing in every single moment? How many of us are trying to puff ourselves up with all of our projects to beautify ourselves or whatever it might be? Now, I've engaged in all these things too. For a few instants, I relied on my pathetic beauty. When I was a young one, and believe me, I got a lot of attention. So it wasn't too hard to rely on my pathetic beauty. But I realized that it was nowheresville. You know, relying on my self-puffery was never going to give me any kind of solidity that was permanent. these individual projects that we take on to make ourselves desirable or appealing to others are simply ways of deluding ourselves and confusing ourselves about who we really are. And so, you know, why not just relax? Why rely on all these ideas about what's appealing and instead rely on the basic state? You see, the basic state, it clears up all confusion. It places us directly in alpha clarity, in hyperlucency, in alpha objectivity. We have the objectivity of the basic state, which is clear discernment, crystal clear discernment about everything that appears. We're no longer all wrapped up in the projects of the self because we found that our primary identity is the basic state. So, you know, when that next overwhelming phenomena appears, if any of those are appearing to you, the next urge or surge that's going to send you off on some kind of self-identification project, simply relax. What could be easier than getting all wrapped up in these ideas about who you take yourself to be? Do you understand what's being stated here? Believe me, by making the commitment where the commitment is worth making, and that is an instinctive recognition of the basic state, everything is handled. Everything is taken care of. And so you can count on this without fail. If you're looking for your inner beauty or your outer beauty, or you're looking for the perfect weight, or you're looking for the perfect idea to have, or the perfect emotion to have, or the perfect sensation to have, or the perfect experience to have, ground yourself in instinctive recognition of the basic state. Clear everything up all at once. Why trouble your pretty little head with all the projects that are really endless, countless, and ceaseless? They're never going to end. All the ideas that are occurring to you about how to puff yourself up. If you want to really find out the substance of who you are, rely on the basic state. Rely on that which is unaffected by birth, life, and death. You see, this is where you're going to find what you're really looking for. Don't be distracted. The expanse of flawless daytime sky spontaneously outshines all the stars in its seamless expanse. Similarly, the basic state is lucid and spontaneously outshines all phenomena in the self-release of the here and now. Now, all these troubling projects of the self, they're done away with just like that. Instinctive recognition of the basic state outshines all of them. That means that they're no longer a project to take on. They're no longer compelling in nature. There's no drive to take them on as some kind of absolutely necessary task that is going to make you feel better about yourself. Well-being is situated in the basic state. It isn't anywhere else. Just look at it clearly for a moment using pure logic. What cannot be affected by any phenomena is the ground of your being. It's the ground of your being. It's the ground of everything that is. It's the ground of all phenomena. By instinctively recognizing this as the ground of your own human phenomenon, then you no longer have a need to be all wrapped up in ideas that aren't beneficial to you or anyone else. Just look around at all the ideas you've been exposed to. How many of those ideas have been permanently beneficial? Just ask yourself that. How many of these ideas I've been exposed to are permanently beneficial? In other words, when I adopt this idea, am I permanently benefited by it? In a way that there's no falling back. So the benefit that's attained from the idea is one that is always increasing and ever expanding. How many ideas have you been exposed to that are like that? The only idea worth having is the one that clears everything up. That's instinctive recognition of the basic state. In that is the instinctive intelligence you need to handle everything, no matter what it is. It's going to inform every practical matter with laser-like clarity, with discernment, with incredible insight, with empathy that you don't have to think about. It's just naturally present, naturally occurring, and with the skill to take on anything that might appear before you. The essence of the basic state, indefinable by any term such as color, shape, or other attribute, is primordially pure. Its inherent clarity shines in all phenomena, which are its own naturally perfect appearances. The basic state is the unimpeded medium of dynamic benefit in that its creative capacity is uncontained. Now, most of us really want to be good people. We really want to do what's right. Most of us really have an instinctive connection with that. But very often, we don't really know how to do that. However, in instinctive recognition of the basic state, we do know how to do that. It's simple and straightforward. We know how to be beneficial. Why do we know how to be beneficial? Because by instinctive recognition of the basic state, we tap directly into the power and energy of everything. You see, when we're all wrapped up in our self projects, then we don't have any power and energy because we're confused by ideas, we're confused by points of view, we're confused by dictionary definitions of things. When we simply relax in the basic state, wow, we have all kinds of energy. We have all kinds of energy to take on the next indicated thing clearly and powerfully. Naturally perfect, the basic state is explained like this. Its essence of pure openness is like flawless sky. Its nature is brilliant clarity, like sunlight filling space. And its dynamic creativity is evident, like shining stars appearing in the night sky. The basic state is completely pure, like flawless sky. Sky is flawless and stainless. So too the basic state is flawless and stainless. It's open like sky. Purity and openness. Completely wide open purity. This is the nature of the basic state. Purity means that there isn't anything of a different kind within it. Thus, all the phenomena that appear within the basic state are expressions of that basic state. They're pure and open expressions of that basic state without any boundary anywhere. The basic state is brilliant clarity. Brilliant clarity that is naturally present in this pure openness, like sunlight filling space. And its dynamic creativity is evident, like shining stars appearing in the sky. The dynamic creativity of this pure openness and brilliant clarity is absolutely obvious in every moment. There's no way to disconnect from it. There's absolutely no way to disconnect from it. There's no way to be distracted or to not recognize it. It's simply not possible. Even if you say you're not recognizing it, in the moment of stating non-recognition, it requires that basic state to make the statement of non-recognition. So you see, if you just look into it with simple, pure logic, you see right away in the logic of your own experience, in the empirical evidence of your own experience, you see that there is a basic state that's already accomplished, that is never not recognized, that one is never away from, Now, how could that possibly be when there's no phenomenon whatsoever that's separate or apart from the basic state? How could you be separate or apart? That would mean you would be the one phenomenon somehow that was kicked out of the basic state. Somehow you were over here and the basic state was over here. But you see, that's impossible because the basic state and all phenomena whatsoever are inseparable. Naturally perfect, the basic state can also be likened to a mirror in its reflections. The mirror itself is a pure reflective expanse in which clear reflections spontaneously appear and release, with none being better or worse. A crystal ball or a mirror, these are perfect illustrations of the nature of the basic state. A mirror or a crystal ball are completely pure. They are a pure medium for all that appears within them. Their purity is never affected by any reflection, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, better or worse, bad or good, positive or negative, whatever you might call it. Whatever the reflection is that appears, the crystal ball or the mirror, their nature is completely unaltered. This is the nature of your own awareness, your own basic state. It is completely clear and unaltered. Your clarity pervades everything that appears within the basic state. In the instinctive recognition of the basic state, it is unnecessary to make any effort. The realization of the naturally perfect basic state is immediate. In that instantaneous, pure, instinctive recognition of the basic state, there is complete immediacy. That's all that ever occurs in experience, the immediacy of experience, open, pure, crystal clear, unnamed, dynamically beneficial, dynamically creative. This is just the way things are. When words enter in and try to describe everything that appears, then it might seem that it isn't like that. It may seem that this moment of experience isn't pure and open, that it isn't clear, and it isn't dynamically beneficial. However, it is. Even the thought that it isn't is. So what do you have to say about that? What do you have to say about all that thinking you've been doing? You know, it's... whether instinctive recognition is instantaneous or gradual, rely on short moments of the basic state many times until it becomes continuous. So, you know, you're off the hook. That's as clear as it can be. You're off the hook. You're completely off the hook because you've never been on the hook. So you see, the instinctive recognition of the basic state is an uncontrived, skillful means for situating yourself in perfect clarity and stability. If you'd like to have something just as straightforward as complete mental and emotional stability, instinctive recognition of the basic state for short moments, many times until it becomes automatic, this will swiftly and surely bring you to complete mental and emotional stability. Now, if you put all of us in a room with lots of other people, I could point to all of us and I could say to a casual observer, how are we different than everyone else in this room? And they'd look at us and they'd say, I don't know. You all look about the same to me. You're all human beings. But what would make us different or distinct is that we all have complete mental and emotional stability. Now that is really something. If we could say that about everyone on earth, and it is the natural potential of everyone on earth, then that would really be something, wouldn't it? Well, you see, this is well within our means. Anyone, whether they're stupid or smart, can rely on instinctive recognition of the basic state. Whether you're stupid or smart, you can give yourself access to this instinctive intelligence that is beyond stupid and smart. All the means we have for testing our intelligence have to do with points of view, temporary phenomena that we can never hold on to. If you've ever had your IQ tested, have it tested again now and you'll find out you've grown stupider since the last IQ test. Your greater stupidity will be shown in this IQ test. So why rely on a kind of intelligence that comes and goes? Why not rely on instinctive intelligence that is always permanent, that is always very basic to you? In this way, you'll have the smart, so to speak, to handle everything that comes up, no matter what stage of life you're in. Whether your intellectual capacities dull out or not as you get older, instinctive intelligence will always be blazing. So why rely on what is puny and not going to take you through all of your life? Rely on that about you which will never change. The purity, clarity, and dynamic benefit of the naturally perfect basic state is obvious in each moment of complete ease and continuous soothing energy, and guaranteed by the reflexive self-release of all phenomena. This is a very important statement, because what it is saying is that in these instantaneous moments of instinctive recognition of the basic state, everything is cleared up. And that due to this instinctive recognition, you can guarantee yourself well-being. What could be easier? All these other projects, they really require a lot of work, don't they? Yeah, they require a lot of work. You have to remember things, make a to-do list, or remember to do this or that or the other thing. But with instinctive recognition of the basic state, you fuel yourself, you fill up with that which is really necessary. That's going to direct all your actions. It's your compass, your positioning device, so to speak. You position yourself in the basic state. You adopt that as your authentic standard. And then you have all the intellect and skill you need to handle anything that comes up.